Hello, everybody, and hi, Mike. It's Lisa with Truth in Hand, back with your forecast.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy, here for Tuesday, the 27th of August.
Unbelievable. Okay, yes, we're there.
It's a pretty packed, impactful day, actually, Lisa, because the trine to Uranus perfected at midnight last night, and now we're waking up to that feeling in addition to the moon conjuncting Jupiter, which is also in a square to Saturn. So that happens at 4:52 a.m. So that's what we're waking up to in the morning.
All right, there's a lot of, that Venus trine, is sweet. And then we've got that adjustment energy with Jupiter and Saturn, right? So it's like Venus is what we love, desire. It's like not just love as in security where the moon is, but love as in, ooh, I want that. So we've got a little bit of that cocktail going on, brewing. And to go with it, we've got new beginnings, the leap of faith. This is the place where it's an instinctive action as opposed to a logical one. So for our aspects today, it's not necessarily one you can map out and go, oh, go here or do this. It's more about in moment by moment, who do you want to be? If you didn't have any restrictions, from your past or your definition of you, who do you want to be in that moment with whatever is in front of you? That's the leap of faith. Yeah.
You know, as the day moves on, as the day unfolds, we have the moon aspecting a number of planets. For example, it sextiles Mercury at 10:20 in the morning. So our words come out right, that we feel good about. And then by 5 p.m., the moon will conjunct Mars. So we'll have the fortitude to feel secure in our actions. And then finally, by the evening at 10:52 in the evening, as we go to bed, the moon will square Venus. So that's what we're going to go to bed with. It could either be an emotional indulgence or a smothering type of love with that moon square Venus. So something we have to watch out for.
Well, you know what I like about that is the moon Mars is back to that instinctive action. It's that, the action that just emerges out of us without any forethought. And when we expand our fear brain, which doesn't know how to navigate the unknown, almost always serves up a contraction moment. And that moon Venus, it's like, oh, how do I navigate this expanding space that I'm not sure how to survive? It's like, okay, really good time to pay attention to what your coping mechanisms are when you've gone out beyond where you're familiar as that definition of you gets reworked. So it's like, are you indulging yourself, with sweets and comfort food, or are you challenging yourself to, well, if I can go this far, what else do I want that may pull out actions I didn't even know were there for me? Again, take that leap of faith. Go ahead, act on it. This is not a thinking moment, it's an action moment. So, is there anything else we want to leave people with before we're
That's
done?
it. That's it for Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tomorrow, the 28th, we have some big events.
Ooh, looking forward to that. All right. Well, then we'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand signing off.
Hey, I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time.
Bye.